It's time for us now to move into committee reports. The first committee report we'll have is Audit, Budget, Facilities, and Finance. Trustee Cepeda is not with us today due to a conflict he has with his job, but we're very fortunate, and today we're going to have the committee report from student trustee Colin Shamrock. Colin, you have the floor.
So a meeting of the ABFF committee was held at 1 p.m. on Monday, October 31st, 2016. Members of the committee present constituting a quorum were Chairman Cepeda, Trustees Montgomery and McMillan, Treasurer McKeever, and Student Trustees Schumach and Hoffman. After approval of the August 29th, 2016 committee meeting minutes, the following draft board items and presentations were made. Executive Vice President for Academic Affairs, Dr. Barbara Wilson, presented the draft board item Fiscal Year 2018 Operating Capital Budget Request. Senior Associate Vice President and Deputy Comptroller Michael Bass presented three draft capital items for committee consideration. Assistant Vice President Dwayne Elmore presented purchase and renewal recommendations for committee consideration. Mr. Bass presented a draft item for the fiscal year 2017 services and management agreement for the University of Illinois Foundation. Mr. Bass submitted the minutes of the Prairie Land Energy Incorporated November 12, 2015 board meeting and presented the appointment of a new Prairie Land director. Both these items were approved earlier today at the Prairie Land meeting. Ms. Julie Zamitis, Executive Director of University Audits, presented the fiscal year 2017 first quarter internal audit report. Vice President Walter Knorr updated the committee on the status of the state's unpaid bill backlog and the status of the university's fiscal year 2017 appropriation and the planned disposition of the remaining unbilled appropriation. In addition, he reported the receipt from the state of $29.2 million for last spring's semester monetary assistance awards. Lastly, he reported on the credit rating actions by Moody's Investors Service and Standard & Poor's in connection with the university's $120 million certificate of participation refinancing completed in September, where the university realized a $3.9 million debt service rate savings and terminated an underlying interest rate swap. Then committee went into executive session. The meeting reconvened and adjourned at 2:15 p.m. Six items for board consideration today are recommended to the full board. Item 13, request for operating and capital appropriations fiscal year 2018. Item 14, fiscal year 2017 services and management agreement for the University of Illinois Foundation. Item 15, increased project budget and employee construction manager, modular design building, College of Engineering, Chicago. Item 16, increased project budget and amend professional services consulting contract for renovation and addition, dining facility, Illinois Street Residence Hall, Urbana. Item 17, employee construction manager for renovation and addition, mechanical engineering building, Urbana. Item 18, purchase recommendations. And the next meeting of the committee is set for Monday, January 9th, 2017 at 1 p.m.
Very good.
Here.
Any questions for Colin? Congratulations. You made that through that.
Thank you.